Joining us, as he does most weeks live from Boston, is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Catherine.
Well, Mike, there's only a few days left before voters go to the polls for the Democratic and Republican primaries. Those are happening Tuesday, day after Labor Day. It's the first round of voting that will decide the nominees for the general election ballot in November. So let's take a look. What do you think? The primaries are the day after Labor Day, as I just said. Is that timing going to affect things?
Yeah, it might. The election was moved to the Tuesday after the holiday so that it didn't conflict with Jewish holidays that are later on in the month, but there's still time to print up overseas ballots for the general election, so you need a lot of lead time for that. The post-Labor Day hangover that could happen on Tuesday might mean a very, very low turnout. Turnout election, especially in areas where there aren't that many competitive races. Here in Boston, we're looking at some competitive primaries for Congress. North of the city has one. Out there, not as much competitive stuff. You might see very, very low numbers because people might still be traveling or, you know, in your case, might still be down the Cape.
That's right, yeah. And, of course, we have some contested races down here on the Cape and Islands, but there aren't a ton of races.
No congressional contest.
Right, yep. And how would low turnout help some candidates and maybe hurt others? Is there any kind of analysis on that?
Yeah, it's really strange. You know, in Boston, we're kind of looking at a different scenario because that Michael Capuano, Ayanna Pressley race is really generating a lot and affecting a lot of down-ballot races.
And getting national attention.
Yes, and getting national attention for, you know, challenge to an incumbent Democrat like that. In the rest of the state, that's not really the case. We're looking at pretty typical areas where you would say that the incumbent probably has the advantage because of that kind of low energy.
And let's talk about the governor's race, because it's interesting in the fact that he has some he has a few challengers. One of them is a Republican.
Yep, that's Dr. Scott Lively is the other Republican running for governor on Tuesday. He got 27% of the delegate votes at the convention earlier this year, and that's really he's seen as the pro-Trump candidate. He's definitely running that way. His speech at the convention was very much in line and supporting President Trump, and kind of casting Charlie Baker as something less than a conservative. The moderate Republican Baker is not seen in the best light when you're with really conservative, hardcore Republicans. We're looking at Baker, doing very, very well. It's still his party. Most Republicans are moderate, like Baker, at least by Massachusetts standards. And he'll probably then pivot on into the general. But yes, Baker is being challenged from his right by Lively, who is a pretty conservative. Conservative guy, like I said, pro-Trump, and has a long track record of work, anti-LGBTQ work, missionary work, and kind of different Christian causes.
Controversial background.
Exactly. And yep. He's a very, like I said, very intensely conservative candidate.
And, of course, Baker has a couple challengers on the Democratic side, being Jay Gonzalez, Bob Massey. We're running out of time. We'd like to talk about them. I'm sure we'll be talking about them in a postmortem next week after the primary. Reminder that while registered Democrats and Republicans have to vote for candidates within their party, independents can choose which party they like to vote under in the primary. So it is important to take a look at the races. You can find all the candidates at the Secretary of State's website if you just do a quick search there. That's Mike Dean, WCAI State House reporter. Mike, thanks. We'll check in with you next week.
Talk to you next week.